They have two legs like this, and then a board that goes across the top, and then two more legs down. You know what I mean?
That's them sawhorses. You building sawhorses.
Uh-huh. Both of them are called sawhorses.
Well, a lot of them called that. You build saw pool and things up in, called a saw rack.
Mm-hmm. The X?
Yeah.
Say if your wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
Got to grease it.
Okay, and you say yesterday I...
Greased it, but it didn't last long. It won't last no time on a gravel road. It'll shake it out, jar every bit out of there.
Uh-huh. If grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
All greasy. You have to get some coal oil or something to get it off.
Coal oil will get it off?
Yeah, coal oil will get it off. Motor oil get grease off you, old burnt grease off you.
Motor oil will get it off?
A clean motor oil will get it off.
Hmm.
Gasoline get it off, but it don't do your hand no good. Motor oil will hurt your hands if you go wash them and get through.
Something that flour used to come in.
Barrels.
What do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold them?
Hoops.
Huh?
Hoops. Barrel hoops.
And say if you bought maybe 24 pounds of flour, what would it come in?
Sack.
Made out of?
Cotton.
Nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
paper sack.
And
if you, well, sometimes you throw it in a box, ain't got no paper sack.
What if these used to come in? You know, that rough brown?
Well, some of it come in tow sacks.
Uh-huh.
And some of it come in cotton bags.
Any other name for tow sacks?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Bagging
sacks.
Huh?
Bagging sacks, a lot of them call.
Uh-huh. How did it get the name tow sacks, you know?
They're made out of tow stuff that grows across that water over here.
Mm-hmm.
Jute, something like jute to make bagging go on cotton.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this here stuff you get now has got jute in it for filling. So you don't get no more cotton bales. They use mesh, cotton mesh now to put cotton up with. I ain't seen no bagging on cotton in years and years.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill to be ground?
You could take a half bushel, a bushel, any amount you wanted to.
Do you ever hear people call that a turn of corn?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
It would just be about all you could handle, a tote, I guess.
Uh-huh. They call it a
turn.
What else would they call a turn besides corn?
Turn of wood?
How much is a turn of wood?
Or in tote.
Uh-huh. Or you could call that an arm.
Arm load of wood, either one.
If a man didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he just had a
piece of a load.
Would you ever call that a jag?
Some does.
They call
it a little jag of wood on it.
How big is a jag?
Anything from arm load on up to half a load.
Do you use the word jag?
Some people do.
What about you?
I just call it whatever it was, a half a load or a piece of a load.
Uh-huh. To carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you could carry them out in a clothes.
Some carry them out in a little tub and some in a basket. Clothes basket.
And on the wagon wheels, the thing that runs across and holds one wheel to the other is called...
That's the axle.
And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub, then the spokes come out. And what do they fit in?
Fit in the hub. The spokes doing in the rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Sometimes made out of bulldog, sometimes made out of oak. Generally oak or bulldog.